Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick this off with a writer who writes everywhere. I mean, he writes for Bearing Arms. He writes for TruthAboutGuns.com. He writes for Ammoland.com. As a matter of fact, that's just the ones I know about. Joining me now is John Petrolino. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you today?
I'm all right. Did I get all of those, or do you write for other places as well?
So I've had some stuff put out by all of the above. Primarily, I write for Bearing Arms and Ammo Land, and then there's also another blog, the JM4 Tactical blog, that I do entries for as well. So I'm a little bit of everywhere.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with being spread around there like that. I sort of like that. Anyway.
Everybody's been great to me, too, so I love working with everybody that I've had the opportunity to work with as well. So it's cool.
Well, let's lead off with this. This is from Bearing Arms. Let's see. You put this up just about a week ago. Not quite a week ago. In New Jersey, Phil Murphy's out there wanting to buy back guns that he never sold before. And this is the thing that always gets me. They do these things with the no questions asked little caveat. I think the best place, if I were a hitman or a serial killer, I would want to operate in California or a place like New Jersey where I could just sell them my gun and they won't ask me no questions.
Yep, and that's exactly, I've made that point over and over again, that these are really great places to dispatch evidence. So crime guns and everything of that sort, these buybacks, which Cam Edwards eloquently refers to as the compensated confiscation, because as you said, they're not buying back something. They've never sold them to us in the first place. These programs are ripe for getting rid of potentially problematic firearms or defaced firearms. And no questions asked. I mean, there's no better way than that, in my opinion.
Yeah. So how did this work out for them with this? How many people rushed to embrace the New Jersey buyback?
So it's funny you should bring this up. So the article that we're talking about, the getting the cold shoulder on New Jersey's gun buybacks, which was out on the 23rd, well, just 8 minutes ago, my latest article following up on this buyback just dropped at Bearing Arms. It's called Bigly Buyback in New Jersey Has Them Popping Bubbly. You know, and these guys are celebrating and high-fiving each other, because this was the GOAT, the greatest of all time buyback, and they got, I think, 2,806 firearms from a number of different locations. So, you know, the leadership in New Jersey is high-fiving each other and clicking their heels like nobody's business. And there's some problems with these programs in New Jersey. And I highlight them in both the article you and I are talking about and the one that just dropped 8 minutes ago or 10 minutes ago. So the first thing is, as you know, the possession laws in New Jersey are incredibly strict for firearms.
Sure.
And is something that we've brought, and I say we, the Second Amendment advocacy side of things and people that are law-abiding gun owners that are conscientious of the law, we've brought this up time and time again. And underneath the law 2C39-5 and New Jersey statutes, and there's a couple different provisions here, and one of them is that anyone who knowingly has in his possession a handgun, and I'll just truncate this here, you know, you're guilty of a crime of the third degree. And it says, without first having obtained a permit to carry. So that's the New Jersey law. You're guilty of a crime of the third degree unless you have a permit to carry. Now, Bill, what can you tell me about New Jersey and permits to carry that you know?
I think there, what is there, 400 of them out there? It's a very rare beast.
A very rare beast. The percentage is, I believe, 0.01% of the population, which is second to, well, not second to, but, for example, Massachusetts is 6% of the population where Governor Phil Murphy came from, Massachusetts. They have a 6% rate of population, whereas New Jersey is 0.01 and change. So basically, a permit to carry in the state of New Jersey is something that you just cannot get if you're a normal peasant like you or me.
Right.
Now, the possession of pistols and handguns happens under exemption. Okay, you can have it in your house. You can have it at the range. Nowhere in that possession law does it say you could bring it to a church to drop it off because the attorney general says it's okay. So I wrote, finally, and I reached out because I got wind of this quote-unquote buyback at the beginning of the month, and it was as soon as early as, like, I think October 7th that these police departments in different jurisdictions were putting the information out there saying, hey, we're going to have this gun buyback, and you get your cash for guns. And all right, so they've been talking about it since the beginning of October, and I believe the date was October 23rd that they had this big concerted effort. So on October 8th is when I started to reach out to both the attorney general's office, different police departments, and one of the county commissioners as well. And in my correspondence, and this is, they all got the same correspondence essentially asking them about that 2C39-5 statute. And, you know, I specifically said, under the buyback program, what assurances do people have that they will not be arrested and prosecuted while transporting firearms to these locations? Okay, so they have this list of safe locations. Like, some of them are churches. Nowhere does it say in the exemption in the law that you can bring a pistol or a long gun or a rifle to a church in the state of New Jersey. So I blatantly asked that question to the AG and everyone else as well. And then, you know, I also went further to say, you know, who's taking possession of the firearm? Because under New Jersey law, an FFL is supposed to be the one transferring all the firearms. So I asked them for the statutes that allow for this type of program to happen. And believe it or not, I got a reply on October 8th. I did get a reply right away. So the first reply I got was questioning if I was a reporter or a journalist, which I put in my original email that I freelance write for these organizations. And, you know, they got back to me with a second email saying, I'm sorry, I saw that you are a journalist. So,
well, I tell you what, hang on right there. Hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. How can where name the website you can be found at?
JohnPetrolino.com, and then dropping my work at primarily Daring Arms and Ammo Land.
Talking about the fizzling out New Jersey gun buyback. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
5 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're talking to writer John Petrolino. He was telling us how he was trying to gain some information regarding certain things like, I don't know, you know. How does this, how's your system going to work here, boys, and everything else? Please, if you would, pick that up where you left off.
Sure. So, you know, I put them to task. I want to know where in New Jersey law it says that we can do these things. You know, especially in light of situations like Shanine Allen, who was, you know, damn near crucified by the state when she was caught with her concealed carry, you know, pistol coming over the border from Pennsylvania, and Gordon Van Gilder, who got busted for an antique flintlock pistol, and how the state puts the pins to these guys. It's unbelievable. So I wanted to know what assurance there were. So the AG's office, after they figured out that I was a legitimate writer, or at least I seemed like one, they did get back to me. And the final piece of correspondence that I got from them was October 8th. And they wanted to know specifically what I was looking for about the buybacks and what kind of deadline I had. So I politely wrote them back and I said, you know, it's just about the gun buyback events, which was all in the original email. So I don't know what the confusion was. There were specific questions. And I said, you know, my deadline was I want to have something to print prior to the actual buyback date. And so I got my reply. I wrote a follow-up email after not getting a reply on October 19th. So we're still like several days out from the buyback. No reply. These guys did not reply at all. The county commissioner that I wrote to, he said that some other department would get to me. They did not reply. One of the police departments, they got my message. I did it through social media. I saw that they read it. They did not reply. Nobody wanted to address the fact that these gun buyback programs are advocating that normal everyday citizens break the law in order to comport with a program that you and I know actually has no effect whatsoever on the public safety and welfare in any area.
Ever. It looks like it never has anything, any sort of impact, positive at all.
Right. And there was a recent study that was done that they found, and in the study they studied a whole bunch of gun quote-unquote buybacks, that there's actually an acute rise in crime the days following these events. And I guess the psychology behind it is the criminals know that there's, quote-unquote, less guns on the street because everybody's worried about that wooden-stocked shotgun or rifle from the 50s that some granny turned in at the gun buyback for a $50 card to go and buy something at Applebee's or whatever, not to talk down about Applebee's, but, you know, there's actually an acute rise in crime after these events happen, believe it or not.
Depending on the locale, right? It depends on the locale. I would imagine that is the case in New Jersey. I know a lot of those, I've talked to Rick Echter about events they hold up in Detroit, and they don't quite have that same thing happen, which is interesting, but it what you just said, I had never thought about.
Yeah, no, it's and I can, you know what, Bill, I'll send you the study if you want to look at it on your own time. It's really long and boring, but it's interesting, right? This is what we do. in today's article that I wrote as a follow-up, because, you know, now they're all high-fiving each other. You know, they did a good job. They almost got 3,000 dangerous guns off the street. You know, and this is, I'm taking the conversation, you know, a notch up here. And, you know, what about voluntarily surrendering a firearm to the police? And in New Jersey, there is a process. There's a statute for that. So there is a statute for it. According to NJS 2C39-12, the voluntary surrender, it says you may provide written notice. So you're supposed to write the chief of police where you live that you intend on transporting the firearm to that department to surrender it. You guys are supposed to talk about it. You're supposed to set up a game plan. Okay, bring the gun in and do the whole kit and caboodle. I said, and they're supposed to provide you with a written receipt if they take the firearm. And this is right from the New Jersey State Police FAQ. And if I'm wrong on this, if I recall, the actual statute doesn't say that they're supposed to provide you with a written receipt, but the state police is saying this. So if our Attorney General, Brock, doesn't really feel like digging through these boring laws and statutes, which he should be very familiar with, he could go to the FAQ on the state police's website, and he can look up the information right there. Nowhere in here does it say you may go to a church for a no-questions-asked evidence-destroying program. It's not right in the law.
Right.
So I guess the head of this entire temple is, you know, the state is complicit to break their own laws. And, Bill, if it was you or me that are just Joe Schmo America trying to live our lives, law-abiding guy, accidentally breaks some law here that is, they're egregious laws, they're crazy, they're draconian, I mean, they're nuts, they're going to crucify us. They're going to hang us up upside down by our toenails, Bill, and they're not going to give us any quarter whatsoever.
Yeah, that part is a definite, without a doubt. I get that part altogether. So I fully understand what you're saying there as well. Interesting that it is, well, it's not interesting that it's New Jersey. New Jersey, I'm sure they're sort of watching what's happening in the Supreme Court with bated breath, don't you think?
Well, you know, New Jersey is, like, incredibly hubris. And they're like, you know, because there's a couple challenges to New Jersey's statutes and laws here. And there's one sitting at the Supreme Court waiting to find out if we're going to get certiorari on it. And that's PZ versus Grewal, I believe. It's the PZ case. And it's an anonymous plaintiff, PZ. And it's basically, it's not a red flag law case, but it's kind of like a red flag law because it was a case where, you know, the guys or girls, we don't really know, firearms were, you know, confiscated by, you know, the police department basically with no due process. And then after they went through the whole entire rigmarole where they said he's safe and there's no more, you know, temporary restraining order, the prosecutor or...
Hang on for a minute,
Hang on for a minute, if you would.
We'll be right back talking to Ryder John Petrolino. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices keep climbing. After passing $3.40 a gallon on Friday, the AAA national average for regular is up another tenth of a cent on Monday. The average price now is up more than 20 cents a gallon in the past month. The least expensive gas in the country is in Oklahoma, where the statewide average is just under $3.01 a gallon. In California, meanwhile, the statewide average is now above $4.60. This as President Biden insists time is running out to address climate change. Biden speaking at the International Climate Summit in Scotland.
Will we do what is necessary? Will we seize the enormous opportunity before us?
We condemn future generations to suffer.
The country that emits the most CO2s in the world, China, not attending the summit. This is USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in to the Biden administration reportedly considering paying illegal immigrants who were separated from family members at the U.S. southern border during former President Trump's time in office. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott telling Fox Business,
"What are we thinking? Why would we be doing this? They broke our laws. These individuals broke the laws of the United States of America, and then the Biden administration, once they write them a check."
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin held a press conference on Monday to discuss the bipartisan infrastructure bill, as well as the budget reconciliation negotiations. Manchin saying both bills should not be tied to one another, and that he wants the House to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
"For the sake of the country, I urge the House to vote and pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Holding this bill hostage is not going to work in getting my support for reconciliation bill."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to writer John Petrolino. Let's go talk about Wow, that's what happens when you in a live radio show there, dude. This is appearing on Amaland. Don't sugarcoat the numbers in New Jersey. Crime down, murder up. Tell me about this.
Yeah. Right. So it's the Uniform Crime Report, the FBI Uniform Crime Report for 2020. That came out a bunch of weeks ago, if you recall. I think sometime in September. And it's funny because I'm looking at three different headlines. One that was towards the beginning of the year here, and it said that the overall crime in New Jersey decreased in 2020, but violence spiked during COVID-19. And they were looking at the New Jersey statistics, right, which are very similar to the FBI statistics. So then we have two other headlines that were after the numbers hit the street, so to speak. And one of them says the FBI crime report 2020, violent crime down in New Jersey again. So it's like, hey, Bill, that's great. Violent crime is down in New Jersey. Like, so this is something to celebrate. The other headline, murders in New Jersey up around 25% from last year, but overall crime down. So what I'm doing is looking at these different headlines and the way these outlets are reporting on these numbers. And this one outlet, which it's supposed to be quote-unquote unbiased and more centralist in its leaning, you know, has this ridiculous headline about how the crime is down in New Jersey again and this violent crime is down and we need to celebrate that. Well, you forgot to mention until you get, I don't know, six or more paragraphs down towards the end of that section of the article about how the murders went up, you know, and it said, sure, the violent and property crimes decreased, but then we go on several paragraphs later to get to the point where it says aggravated assault in homicides, however, did see an increase from 2019 to 2020. And if you recall, this is consistent with the rest of the country. Overall, most jurisdictions have seen a similar rise in types of crime and falls in others because of the pandemic, more specifically because people were at home. You're not going to have as many property or quote-unquote violent crimes going on when everybody's at their home. Rapists can't get on and do their normal raping if there's nobody out in public to rape, can they? So obviously there's going to be a drop in that. But somehow some of these outlets are trying to sugarcoat things to where, oh, this is a good thing, you know, because violent crime is down. Yeah, but the murders are still up. And what's significant about this is in New Jersey, you have Governor Phil Murphy, who's pushed for all these quote-unquote gun control laws that don't make us any safer. So lowering the number of rounds in the magazine from 15 rounds to 10 rounds did nothing to make us any safer in New Jersey because more people are getting killed. And, of course, the remaining two-thirds of the article is talking about how there's all of these efforts for Governor Murphy and his ilk to have all these other gun safety programs, which you and I know is code for trying to usurp the freedoms of us peasants. So I just thought it was kind of interesting.
What I saw nationally looking at the FBI Uniform Crime Report was that murder was up 30% nationally, but violent crime was only up 5.2% because rape and armed robbery went down.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
exactly. So, yeah.
I wonder that. I mean, I understand why it was that way because we had it was the year of the riot in 2020. I get that. And, wholesale violence was approved in certain blue cities. So,
yeah, and it's interesting because New Jersey largely didn't have, surprisingly, you know, the issues that some of these other states did. And I don't know if it's a matter of it not being allowed to happen or it being a matter of maybe New Jersey did learn their lessons when this stuff was going on in the 60s and how to maybe, you know, mitigate such problems. So, okay, it's great. The quote-unquote violent crime is down, but we still had a sharp increase in murders. And, you know, one of the other things that I kind of talk about here is the breakdown in the weapons and the means of which the murders happened. And the thing that stuck out to me the most was only two rifles were used to murder people in the state of New Jersey in 2020, unless there's a rifle, you know, tied up in the type not stated area. But, you know, with Governor Murphy and the rest of these politicians pushing to further regulate the AR-15 variant rifles and then also the 50 caliber, you know, rifles, which I do not know why Murphy is so fixated on this, but, man, he kept bringing it up in the debate with Jack Cittarelli because Jack didn't vote, you know, for a 50 caliber ban, something that's never been used in any crime in New Jersey that I'm aware of. So there's only two rifles. So attacking the rifles in the state of New Jersey maybe isn't the right way to go. I don't know.
I don't know, though. I don't think I've ever heard a 50 cal being used in any crime anywhere.
Exactly.
It's not like a, you know, a member of the Crips is going to run up and down the street with a 50 cal.
Well, yeah, you know, and I don't think, you know, Governor Murphy and the rest of these guys have seen, nevertheless, shot a 50 caliber rifle. I have. I'm sure you have as well. This isn't a firearm that I'm going to say this is a perfect home self-defense, you know, option. Nevertheless, a good option for doing criminal stuff. It's not practical.
No, it's gigantic. It's heavy. It's 6 feet long. I think it costs like, you know, $30 or $40 to fire at each round going downrange.
They come with a hefty price tag. You want to pop down, you know, upwards of $10,000 to buy a reputable 50 caliber rifle. You know, so I don't know what fantasy these guys are in. So that's kind of what's going on in New Jersey. A whole lot of nonsense, and you know, we're dealing with it. And I know we're probably coming to the end of the segment here, but the big news is going to be next week with Wednesday and the oral arguments. And everybody that I'm seeing in progressive media are putting out all kinds of interference about, you know, the right to keep and bear arms and what it actually means, as if them printing contrary opinions to what the Supreme Court may or may not find and report come next summer. But it's going to be interesting for sure, Bill.
Well, it isn't done by committee or poll, so it doesn't matter what they think. Before we go to break, tell everybody the various websites that you can find your work on.
Sure thing. So you can find me specifically at johnpetrolino.com, johnpetrolino.com. Over there, you can contact me. Please do if you'd like to. I'm always looking for news tips. You can check out my book there as well, Decoding Firearms, an easy-to-read guide on general gun safety and use. It's available on Amazon. New gun owner, old gun owner, whomever, please check out the book. And I'm primarily writing over at, like I said, Ammo Land and Bearing Arms. So you can find my work over there and at the JM4 Tactical blog.
All right, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're talking to writer John Petrolino. We're going to end with this just because it's funny. Because somebody out there thinks it's a smoking hot idea to require training. I guess this is gun handling training for gun dealers. Tell me about this. Which mental midgets have decided this is a smoking hot idea?
So this is Congressman Jason Crow introduced this bill, and it's the quote-unquote require training for those that engage in the sales of firearms. And they had a nice little, press release put out. And the name of the bill is the H.R. 5678 Firearm Retailer Code of Conduct. And the thing that they, the Code of Conduct, so I guess this is like a chivalry thing here. the thing that they're trying to force FFLs to train their workers and anybody else dealing with firearms is actually to look at behaviors that somebody's going to commit a crime or that somebody is going to try to complete suicide or any other nefarious thing, like they're a straw purchaser. So this training that is supposed to go on, originally it said every other year, but now it says every year. They can't get the text straight in the bill or the press release and everything else. So I'm not sure when it is. So we could split the difference, and we'll say every year and a half, I guess, is what Crow wants to do here, is have these people have to train up. And it's like we're going to do this training as if this is a Department of Pre-Crime. Like the Minority Report really exists. And, is Crow living under a rock? FFLs have been dealing with the sales of firearms to people and to nefarious people since the beginning of time. And that's something that comes with experience. You can't train somebody to basically be a full police officer. And even still, what are we going to say, that all of our peace officers get it right 100% of the time? No, there's no way to really tell if somebody's going to be breaking the law after they purchase a firearm. Yes, there's behaviors to see. What's really actually telling about the bill, and I only address it very, very small section in the article, and I had passed this over to some colleagues that might be more versed in the subject. Was and quote from the bill, it says, shall not transfer a firearm to an individual not paying in United States currency unless the identity of the individual matches the name on the payment method used by the individual. To me, Bill, this sounds like they're trying to outlaw the ability for people to buy firearms using cryptocurrency.
Well, you know, I'm looking at this, and I mean, my first question is, why don't they just call this bill, we know background checks don't work, we're trying something else law. Why isn't that HR, you know, quadruple zero? Because, you know, these guys aren't mind readers.
Right. You know,
they're not going to be able to, you know, and putting up signs and everything else talking about fraudulent gun sales. That's the 4473. That's what it's supposed to do. And, do you have the same read on this? I mean, this is basically admitting background checks don't work.
Of course, you know, and if their training is going to work, I want to take it. I want to take what I've learned to Vegas. Because we can go and have a good time, man.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
we're going to
clean
up house. There's other things in the bill that I think is in here that's hidden that they don't really talk about a lot in the press release. I mean, they also want the FFLs to have a device or storage container for every firearm, you know, after the business is closed. It says, end quote, or storage container shall be secured by a combination lock, key lock, or lock based on biometric information, which once locked is incapable of being opened without the combination. So like, this bill is like, oh, we want to train these FFLs, and he's talking about the nearly 40,000 Americans a year that die at the hands of guns. Well, you know, Crow doesn't want to talk about that two-thirds of those are suicide. So that's meaningful, but why would we talk about that? Because that's not going to sell Crow's rhetoric. This is a bill being proposed that we're going to save lives by training FFLs. But by the way, we want the FFLs to store guns a certain way, which is going to be really expensive to them and onerous. And there's no cryptocurrency thing in there and, you know, and quote other purposes. And that's what they do with this legislation.
And the and I guess Merrick Garland gets to outline the indicators of straw purchasing and gun trafficking, which means they have to assume the ATF's role. So they're becoming law enforcement.
Right.
Is accompanied by one or more individuals. What does that mean? What does that, I mean, what is that?
exactly.
Has been the subject of a crime gun trace. Well, that's the background check. That's supposed to handle that. Is buying multiple firearms. Well, I have, you know, sometimes I get a couple of three guns that come in for me to review, but I'm not buying them. Has purchased a firearm in the preceding 30 days or otherwise indicates that a firearm is being obtained for another person. So I guess everybody is stupid, including criminals. And they're going to go to a gun shop. Hey, criminals don't go to gun shops. Where is this guy out of?
I think Colorado. I don't know 100. I think.
Yeah, that's what it says. I presume he's a Democrat, right?
I mean, we can make that assumption. He's
yes,
a Democrat from Colorado, which he didn't have to be a Democrat. I mean, that's not necessarily true, but you know, that is that's the case. Here he is.
Well, I mean, this is a thing that I really don't understand. If it was really about public health and public safety, you know, where I live in South Carolina, we used to have mental health hospitals, and there was no stigma to going to them. HIPAA was in place. Privacy was enforced, right? We don't have those now. Now a general practitioner, you can go to like a urgent care place and say, I'm feeling a little depressed. They'll give you Xanax or whatever you want. They'll give you some sort of mood drug at an urgent care place. Your GP can do it too, your general practitioner. So we don't have psychiatry and psychology like we used to back in the, I mean, as far recently as the 90s. And when,
well,
I mean,
yeah, for sure.
If you talk to a psychologist or a psychiatrist, they'll tell you when somebody is suicidal, when they finally make that decision to kill themselves, that's the first moment of peace that they've known in quite some time. And that's really hard to overcome. That's really hard to overcome. I mean, when somebody like that, the only way you can keep them from trying to do it is put them in a room. And
Oh yeah. And that's to say that people in rooms haven't completed suicide, even if they're supposed to be under 24-hour surveillance. Stay in a maximum security prison. You know, whatever. I'm just putting that out there.
This is a guy. It just makes me wonder how somebody. I would love to know how old he is and where he's from and what his background is and all this other stuff, because he seems like somebody's been in a locked up chamber, not paying attention to anything. For the stuff that he wants is La La Land. Before we're about to run out of time, John. Listen, we're going to have to do this more often than we have been, and I will make sure that we fix that. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Oh, absolutely. It was my pleasure, Bill. I love being on the show, so thank you for having me.
You got it. Coming up next, hour number two, we're going to be joined by a young fellow named Zeke Stout. He is the he used to be with Sonoran Desert Institute. Now he is running Modern Gun School, and Modern Gun School is joining the ninjas. This is Lock and Load.
This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.